It is Tuesday, August 7th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The KUAF website giveaway is offering a ticket subscription to Theater Squared's 7th season. One winner will receive 2 season tickets plus an overnight stay at the Dixon Street Inn. Theater Squared productions include Noises Off, Period of Adjustment, and more. The drawing is Friday, August 24th, during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and more information available at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how the drought is affecting the Fayetteville Shale play. Skip Rutherford talks to Roby Brock about the importance of the Delta, not just in the past, but in the present and the future. And the Oxford American's latest music issue, 4 months away. We'll talk to the guest editor.
But first, Springdale-based Tyson Foods Corporation expects to stay profitable for the remainder of 2012, despite declining income and rising grain costs related to the ongoing drought affecting much of the country. According to the City Wire, the meat giant's third quarter earnings call yesterday revealed that the company brought in $76 million in profits for the quarter, a decline of 61% over the same period last year.
A half mile of the Lake Fayetteville Trail could soon be relocated if the city receives a $100,000 federal grant. The city council tonight will hear a request from the Trails Committee to relocate a northern portion of the Lake Trail. City Trails Coordinator Matt Mihalovich.
There's a section there that's currently shared where cars and trail users share the same pavement surface. And so we feel like to avoid potential conflicts there and just really make the trail nicer, we'd like to pull the trail separate from the road through that part of it. And with the incredible use that we see out at Lake Fayetteville, it's just increasing. We feel like it's a good project to do that.
The grant is an 80-20 match, meaning that the city must come up with 20% of the grant budget, or $20,000, which would be budgeted through the 2013 trail development project. The grant would fund half of the $200,000 trail project. The other half would come from a separate grant from the Walton Family Foundation or from city funds.
Also going before the Fayetteville City Council tonight is a proposed grant that would allow the city's solid waste division to expand an ongoing apartment recycling program. The $25,000 grant would allow the city to purchase more of the drop-off containers for collecting from apartments recyclables, including cardboard, mixed paper, plastic bottles, and aluminum and steel cans. Brian Pugh, the city's waste reduction coordinator, says the program currently includes 5 large apartment complexes in the city. The containers are dropped off at each complex for one day before being moved to another apartment complex.
This type of arrangement allows for us to use those containers at multiple sites so we can get more apartment complexes participating in the program initially. And we would like to get to where we could leave these containers for a longer period of time eventually. Right now, we have 2 containers that we're using. We are about to receive 3 more containers that we actually got from a grant last year. And this grant for this year will be used for 3 more containers.
Pugh says the funds from the grant the City Council will discuss tonight will not be available from the state until September 2013.
In other recycling news, the last of 4 meetings this week about the city's glass recycling program on Dixon Street will be at 3 this afternoon at Jose's on the street. The pilot program is a partnership between the City of Fayetteville, the Boston Mountain Solid Waste District, the Washington County Office of Environmental Affairs, and Ripple Glass Company of Kansas City. Donna Utter from Ripple Glass Company will be speaking at the meeting. Currently, the pilot program serves 8 bars in the Dixon Street vicinity. The meetings have been open to bar and restaurant owners who are interested in new ideas about how to be successful with the glass recycling program. Malin Rice is with the Boston Mountain Solid Waste District.
We're hoping to expand it slowly and make sure when we do expand it out to freestanding restaurants and freestanding bars and to outside the city limits of Fayetteville out to the county that we have a lot of equipment in place. We know how to pick it up. And we know how to tell those bar and restaurant bar owners to how to recycle within their own facility. Because the key is collecting it from the table and getting it out to the container that will be picked up and will be brought to the glass bunker, dumped in there, and then the glass will be transported to Kansas City.
Mixed glass bottles collected through the program are shipped to Ripple Glass Company in Kansas City.
Students and other drivers traveling in the vicinity of the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville may need to change their regular driving route for the remainder of the week. A portion of Maple Street between Garland and Leverett Avenues will be closed. The closure only affects the eastbound lane of the street while construction crews complete paving work in front of the new Pi Beta Phi Centennial Gate near Old Main.
Three athletes with ties to the University of Arkansas will move forward to compete in the semifinal round of their respective events in the 2012 Summer Games in London. Senior Ivanique Kemp finished 32nd overall in the first round of the women's 100-meter hurdles, running for the team from her homeland of the Bahamas. Kemp finished with a time of 13.51 seconds, slower than a record of 13.13 in the 100-meter hurdles.
Former Razorback Veronica Campbell-Brown finished with a time of 22.75 seconds in the women's 200-meters race, placing her at 11th overall in the first round of the event. Campbell-Brown is a two-time Olympic champion in the 200 meters.
Also, former Razorback Wallace Spearman Jr. qualified to move on to the semifinal round in the men's 200 meters. In his second appearance for Team USA in the Olympics, Spearman finished early this morning with a first-round time of 20.47 seconds. And last night, we should note, Little Rock native Michael Tinsley won the silver medal in the 400-meter hurdles.
Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 68 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low in the River Valley around 75. Tomorrow, there's a 20 to 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 90s. Tomorrow night, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We can expect partly cloudy skies with a low in the upper 60s to mid 70s.